Ladies and gentlemen, the scene we're about to do in its original form was presented in 1904 by the Meadlux Trolling Players. Since then, it has been played in over a dozen cities in this country, including a command performance before the New York Hospital for the Ruptured and Insane. Lawrence Freeman, or Bud, as he is better known, will play Malcolm, wealthy scion and washroom attendant at the Grand Central, and my dear, dear friend Minerva will play Lydia, first trumpet player in a Phil Spitalny unit. The scene is a New York apartment, early summer. We find Malcolm downstage on a couch asleep. Lydia enters through one of the loose floorboards, trumpet in hand. She nudges him with her mute. Here they are. Listen.
Darling! Malcolm, darling!
Oh, Lord, I'm afraid I must have fallen asleep. Dear darling Lydia, you do cook such frightfully heavy dinners.
Dear boy, are you gaseous?
Distended, my dearest. I do feel rather like a small paper bag filled with an unpleasant subway breath. What hour is it?
Ten-ish, sweet.
How ghastly. It seems almost five-ish. I must have been dozing for hours.
The slumber of a man with a full stomach, my pet. You uttered some dreadful things, darling.
How too awful. In my sleep.
Something simply frightful. You kept mumbling about shooting the liquor to somebody all the time.
Oh, vile.
You know, I think the dairy must be loading our milk. Yes? Yes? Who? Oh, it's the Ex-Lax people, dear. They want to know if we've been regular this week. They're taking a poll.
Tell them I haven't been able to go since the war scare.
All right. Hello? Yes? Yes, still sluggish. I wonder if you'd call in a week or so. Goodbye.
Sit over here, dearest. I feel lonely tonight, like the last dregs in a ginger ale bottle.
Oh, but the sofa's so smothering.
Don't quibble, Lydia. Let's be small children for a night and to hell with the universe.
Righto. Let's bob for apples. Let's roll up the rug and dance. Oh, Malcolm, my pet. Remember the peanut dolls we strung?
I adore peanut dolls. You were young then, Lydia.
I was 38.
Then came our little cottontail.
Fittings at Lane Bryant's. Oh, I was so frightened. I felt very strange, like a small cocoon in April.
Dearest Lydia, you were brave.
Duty, Malcolm, duty. A call to the colors. Woman's challenge to the rubber glove and faucet.
You were overbearing, darling. Harkness was proud. Stout, Lydia.
Listen, Malcolm.
Our tune.
Oh, it's coming from that nice little financier's apartment downstairs.
It reminds me of so much. You, Lydia, the first time we ever heard it played, remember?
Foltus Fisher, darling. Hushed voices and heavy trays.
Wild music, young laughter, exciting minutes rushing, rushing by, waiting to get a stool at the Pennsylvania drug fountain. Ah, Lydia.
Nights at Neddick's.
Window shopping, Lydia.
Oh, sweet, I do need a pickup. Kiss me, Malcolm.
You're warm, Lydia, like new-made bread.
Oh, I'm offending tonight. It's so beastly hot. Do you mind awfully?
Sweet, you really do say some really brutal things.
Oh, dear, I must practice now. I have 5 shows tomorrow.
Oh, God, you do carry on.
Beast?
Insufferable little spitcat. Ah, I'm going to the club, Lydia. I can't stand this nagging one more night. Our tune, Lydia.
Dearest Gate, we do behave so three-ish sometimes.
Dance?
Love too sweet. Shall we peel the peach, or are you too tired?
Never too tired, my darling. Shag to the moon with me. Or as I later said to Benny, ow. No, that wasn't it at all. I'm so terribly mixed, so terribly mixed. Kiss me, Lydia.
I have eaten, dearest.
You dance beautifully, darling.
Malcolm, pet, are you biting your nails again?
I have one left. I always seem to be caught short when I need a midnight snack.
Dear one.
Adorable Lydia. You really have very tempting lips, you know.
Kaka used to say my lips reminded him of 2 thin strips of wet liver.
Let's drink to Kaka. Here's a toast, Lydia. Have a slug.
And to love, Malcolm.
I've counted the days, Lydia. It's the 28th.
To hell then, my darling. Let's...
Draw the blinds, Lydia. The dog's in bed.
Oh, my darling, hurry.
Lydia, my own, I've wanted to since that last drink.
Now, Malcolm, now.
Mr. Freeman's clothes are by Barney's, 1 flight above the United Cigar Store. Miss Pius Gown in the couch scene, Act 1, as an old group theater hand-me-down. The selection, I've got you where I want you and you can't get away, hot dog, played during the wake scene and the lowering of the coffin is purely coincidental. Mr. Freeman and Miss Pius were loaned and appeared in this production through the courtesy of the Dies Committee. That is all.